All right, welcome to our Career Exploration Podcast. It's the first one that we're doing, and we're going to be talking about how jobs in the future, in the digital age, are going to be globalized. So I have two students with me. You want to introduce yourself?
Selena.
And?
Richard.
All right, Selena and Richard. First of all, think of a job, any job, and tell me how that job would be changed because of globalization. So I'll start with Selena. What's a job? I'll start with Richard. What's a job?
A teacher.
A teacher, okay. Tell me, how would a teacher's job potentially get outsourced? Go ahead.
A substitute teacher would have to go to another country or state to substitute for a class.
Okay. And so you might have like a teacher in India who's teaching for students who live in America, right?
Yes.
How about tech source? How would technology replace a teacher? It's kind of a tough question, but how would...
How we get to take attendance on the computer instead of handwriting it, and maybe in future time there might be computer classes online.
Yeah, and there's already a lot of online classes, so maybe you just have a computer program do that. If that was happening to you, what solution would you do as a teacher to keep your job?
To try doing my best and work harder.
Okay, work harder, do your best. All right, Selena, you tell me, what's a job?
A doctor.
A doctor, okay. How could a doctor's job be outsourced to another country? Go ahead.
By having a robot do it for them.
And how would that work? Like a person's in one place and are they directing the robot or what?
They're telling the robot what to do.
And that's happening. And so that's kind of a blend of tech sourcing and outsourcing, right?
Yes.
And we also learned about how CAT scans are sent across the globe and doctors analyze that and send it back to our doctors. If that was the case and you knew that was happening, what would you do as a doctor to keep your job here in America?
Try harder.
Okay. Well, what if it's, I mean, it's taken away. I mean, what solution would you come up with? Think of some creative solution. I realize that one might be a tough one. So here's kind of another example. Let's say you own a candy factory.
Yeah.
And it's being outsourced. People are making candy cheaper out in China. Or it's being tech sourced. It's all being done with machines. What solution would you do here locally to try and keep your business alive?
Try putting the candy more cheaper.
Okay, but it's being made cheaper in other countries. They pay their workers less and things like that. Is there another solution you could have that's more creative?
To have more funness in the candy.
More funness in the candy, I like that. Which would be something like making your candy really different. Right?
Yeah.
Making it gourmet, making it fancy, selling it to rich people. And so those are the types of things that we're talking about. Globalization, guys, in the future, you're not going to have a traditional job. Your jobs that you will have are going to be taken away. They're going to be shipped off to India. They're going to be tech sourced, done on the computer. So the bottom line is creativity. It's all about you've got to do something that's different and creative. Here's a tough question that relates to it. How well does school do, in your opinion, on encouraging you to be creative? Your honest opinion. Richard, you go first.
Maybe by giving us more homework so we can learn more.
Okay. But does that encourage you to be more creative or just do more work?
More work and practice more.
Okay.
And then like social ways right now with social awareness or wake up or...
Okay, so where you do things that require interaction and where you do community service, things like that. What do you think, Selena? What could schools do to allow you to be more creative?
It helps us think more than what we see.
Okay, and it helps you to think real differently, right?
Yeah.
All right, good. Well, thank you for listening. This was our first Career Exploration Podcast. Thank you for both Selena and to Richard. You guys did awesome, and thank you to whoever the listeners are. Thanks for listening.